Greetings. We are Simeon, the Evolutionary Collective. We come to you from a seventh dimensional vibrational experience. We are beings of light, an energy form that you are all actually quite familiar with on your planet because we are involved in everything that is created here on the Earth at any given time in collaboration with all of your consciousness and all the consciousness that exists as a part of your plane of existence. So we are not alien to you in actuality. You all have experience of us as being a part of this universe. And you can, in fact, call upon our energy to communicate with you about the creation of this world. There is no coincidence, incidentally, in your number sevens that repeat on your planet. And there is no coincidences in the vibration of various geometric forms and how they are revealed in your natural environment. Every number has a vibration, and this coincides with a dimensional experience, as does the energy of your system, your chakra system, your color system. All of these are vibrations, your notes, your sounds. All of this is part of your experience on Earth and is a part of us. All of this is energy that we communicate with and that you can reach us through. And all you need do is connect with yourself to begin listening to the messages of the universe. The messages of your consciousness and of that all around you. We tell you this now because it is time for you to awaken to your interconnectivity with everything around you and to know that you have the ability to communicate. And we've been told about this idea that this presentation would be about telepathic contact. And to us, that is energetic contact. And that is you opening up to your ability as energy beings to connect with all the energy of everything around you, which again is consciousness, as has been stated. So in doing so, you are opening up to your interconnection with the universe. That is your right as beings of God, which is all that is. And you have forgotten this. And this is okay because this is a part of your process. You have had to evolve as separateness in order to understand your individuality on a certain level of your being. So it is not to say that you should dissolve your individuality. It is that you should expand your individuality into the understanding that you are a part of every other individuality. And that the ultimate individuality is the whole and is one. And that each of you is an aspect of this. And this is how you are evolving at this time, is to recognize that you are not just the solid form, that you are not just the individuality, and that you're individuality will not be dissolved and lost if you connect with the consciousness of others and everything around you. In fact, your individuality will be expanded into the surroundings, and you will begin to know the surroundings as yourself. And you will begin to activate the power of your ability to communicate with everything around you on an entirely different level. And presently, your civilization prefers to use machines, mechanical devices, in order to make things happen, in order to communicate with one another. And this is how you have evolved, and you are using your electrical systems in order to do this. But even in that, you must recognize that what is behind the electrical system, what is creating the waves that pass this information from one place to another. All of it is a matter of wave, particle, which one is it? This is your controversy. It is what you decided to be, firstly. Everything is what you decided to be. So if you decide that you need to have a mechanism in order to make that communication, then you will. But it is time for you to recognize that in actuality, the device is not necessary. That you can have a deeper connection with each other and actually communicate vast amounts of knowledge by use of your geometric forms through your consciousness and your sounds and your colors that are vibrations that can travel with your consciousness. And this sounds very odd to you, we understand, at this moment. It doesn't make any sense. You have a hard time visualizing how that could possibly be. You have no problem visualizing it on a screen. It is a leap for you to actually visualize it in your consciousness and think that with your consciousness you can spread that image to another or allow that image to be received by another. But we are asking you to do this. We are asking you to expand your thinking, to pretend for an instant that it is possible. Because until you imagine that it is possible, it will not be possible. Until you can elevate your idea in your mind, it will not become real for you. And it is time for the human race to expand that ability. We are working with your DNA structures so that you can begin to activate this naturally. But even so, you must have the willingness for the activation to occur. You have the ability inherent. It has been diminished through your civilization and its beliefs. And that is okay. Once again, there is no judgment to be had about this. What is important is that you become awakened enough to allow it to be possible. Even the thought that it might be possible is a step that has significance. Because every thought is an energy form, and when one thought is added upon, then a giant thought pattern is created, and it is an energy form that affects many others. So if you imagine one particle in a cloud that is continually being added to, and it becomes a giant cloud, and then a storm that affects many. And it is this way with your thoughts as well, and your emotional charge. And emotional charges that are on an elevated level of consciousness that make you feel light, and you know what those are, the ones that make you feel dense and dark and heavy, will create a dark, heavy cloud of energy. And all your collective thoughts add to this. So if you have no collective thoughts that it is possible to be telepathic and it is possible to communicate images through your consciousness, then you are not creating much of an energy form that will grow. Each person that begins to think differently and allows this to be activated within themselves and begins to acknowledge their telepathic reception, the more this will occur in your world. And it is time for this to happen. We are communicating with those that are coming into the room from a seventh dimensional perspective. And we will ask some beings to come through that are existing in other dimensions and what you call other star systems is where they actually evolved from. We will ask them to come through and speak with you to give a little bit about their perspective on this topic. And with that, we leave you with the possibility to connect with us at any time to help you to understand your place in creation and to be a more powerful creator in your world.